Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES. M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the iconic Luann Diaz.
Stop
it's her
it.
First podcast.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm excited that it's yours.
I'm so honored.
No,
like,
thank you
I keep
for having
writing
me.
You say yes.
Why did you invite me?
I mean, because I love you and I love your content.
Love you. Oh,
and
thank you.
I'm so excited. I was just telling Luann off camera. I'm so excited to have the ability to ask you anything I want and get one-on-one time.
I'm excited.
Because every time I see you, it's normally in a group setting.
Yes.
Or like at a festival or a concert.
I think last time I saw you, I was just crying the entire time because it was Taylor Swift.
Yes. So, which you're a huge Swiftie.
Major Swiftie.
Same.
Yes.
Okay. Need to know everything about your Swiftie side. When did you become a fan?
I became a fan, oh my gosh, I think the first song that I remember screaming was like You Belong With Me, and I was probably in like first grade or something.
Okay.
Like,
how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, oh my gosh, you're so young. Okay, so you're 22,
yes.
You Belong With Me. Are you are you Fearless girl?
I love Fearless. Oh, it's so hard, it depends on my mood. I think that's a lot of like Swifties will relate because I love Reputation. I love Lover. Recently, I've been like a big Lover girl.
Okay, if I had to guess from my POV watching you and your boyfriend eras, you're definitely a Lover girl.
Yes, I think so. Lover for sure. But when our song came on, I was also bawling.
Yeah.
So
you're a big Swiftie.
Yes.
And what do you think about her and Travis, Kelce?
I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
It feels like very wholesome and like, I don't know. It feels like Hallmark movie vibes.
It is. Well, and it's crazy because
she has a song literally about dating, like being the cheer captain and like dating the football quarterback or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really cute. It feels like a fairy tale.
Yes, it does. Especially watch. It's been so cute watching all the like her friends that she brings along to the games. It's so cute.
She likes to have her friends around. Mm-hmm. Like you can, I mean, she always has gone through her, remember the girl gang kind of phase, but it's not even a phase because she still has her girl gang.
Yes.
Which like I'm living for because all of her girl gang people are like other celebrities I love.
Exactly. It's so fun to watch. And I think it's really cool that it's the first celebrity that is not like an actor or like a singer. It's like a football player. So it's kind of like different, I think, for her.
I think it's probably a nice change of pace. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, Luann, tell me about how the heck you grew up and ended up in Los Angeles. Like, you currently live here. You grew up in Mexico. I want to hear the entire story.
Okay. So, I'm originally from Cancun, Mexico. And
where in Mexico?
Cancun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I usually get that, like, a lot of people be like, you're from there? Like, actually
from
there?
Yeah, what is
there?
It like?
It's definitely grown so much since I was little. Like, I used to go to Tulum, and there'd be, like, nothing. It'd be, like, if you went to Tulum, like, when I was, like, 4 or 5, it'd be cold water, like, showers, like, solar panel, like, electricity kind of thing.
Whoa.
It was so laid back. Like, it was not, like, a party town like it is now, for example. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. And when I was, like, 12 or so, my family and I moved to the U.S.
Okay.
And
where'd you move?
I think first we moved to California. I did, like, the desert, like, Palm Springs area for, like, a couple months. And then we moved to Hawaii.
Wow.
And then back to California. We did Texas. We did Florida. We moved to – where did we go from Florida? It's funny. My best friend can probably tell you the order of where I moved so much better than I can. But we moved around a whole bunch. And then right before COVID, we were living in La Quinta, which is, like, by Palm Desert again. And it was kind of funny during COVID. It was like a crazy time, I think, for everyone.
Yeah.
But I went to visit my family like right in Cancun right before everything got shut down. And when everything started getting shut down, my mom and I were in Cancun with one of my friends. And we were like, let's just like stay here. Like, we're not going to fly to the U.S., like back to the U.S. So we stayed in Cancun. I stayed in Tulum. COVID helped me a lot to like grow on social media, which was incredible. I mean, COVID was horrible, but I feel like for creators, since everyone was at home looking at their phone, I feel like everyone exponentially grew because I've been doing this for like 7 or 8 years, but I feel like the past 4 years have really been where it like started like picking up a little bit more. Anyway, I was out there for a while, moved to Mexico City for a little bit too for a few months.
Which I've heard is beautiful. I've never been.
You need to go.
I would love to go.
The food is so good. The museums are great. It's like kind of like a different version of New York.
Okay.
A little bit smaller, but it's like, it's a vibe. It's really pretty.
Okay.
The buildings are gorgeous. The people are really nice.
That's what I've heard, like the architecture and the like city is awesome.
It's kind of like if New York and some parts of Europe like kind of like a little baby.
Wow.
Like, it's kind of like that vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's so beautiful. The food's great. You need to go. I will take you.
Okay, please. I mean, you would be the gal to go with. So, what was it like growing up in Cancun? I need to know. Because I know it from the like Spring Breaker perspective.
Okay.
Of like, I mean, I've personally never been, but just like hearing of families or people, like I'm thinking of like frats that go there and like party, right?
Yeah.
But which is an ignorant, like that's the only way I know about it. I want to hear what it's like growing up there.
Well, I feel like it definitely changed a lot throughout like me growing up.
Because
when I was really small, like a little toddler, I lived with my grandparents, like more downtown, like where more stuff like the local people live.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, I don't know, I didn't know anything else. I didn't come to the U.S. till I was like 8 or 9 for the first time. And I did Disney. But it was, now looking back on it, it was definitely like living in a bubble. It's a very small, like, town vibe where I feel like every time we went to the grocery store or something, I knew someone that was there or, like, would see a friend or, like, a friend's parents or something like that. It was, like, very small town vibe, especially, like, my mom and my grandparents have been there since, like, the town was kind of, like, the city was starting to get built. So it's, like, Cancun's a very young city. I think it's, like, 50, 60 years old or something like that. Like, it's a young city. It grew really quick. So, like, when my mom moved out there when she was, like, in middle school, there were still like monkeys in the park in front of her house. Like, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
I think people don't realize that, but like Cancun was like a very small town like not that long ago, and like now it's like a full-on city. And yes, like it became like a very big party area and such.
Being a local or growing up there, was the tourism something you guys enjoyed or were annoyed by?
Well, I think everyone was very thankful about it because it's what everyone, mostly everyone, lived off of.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, for example, spring break, once I was older, I was living by the beach. And during spring break, it was kind of like, we're not leaving our apartment. Like, we're not going outside because it's going to be crazy, especially as, like, having young kids. Uh-huh. It was definitely like, you don't want your kid around spring breakers.
Yeah.
So, like, we lived in one building that was next to, like, a very big day club vibe thing. Uh-huh. And I just remember my mom being like, don't look over that way. Like, look that way or, like, we're going back inside.
Oh, my gosh.
But overall, it was very, very chill. Like, I loved it. I loved being in the ocean and the water all the time, which was really fun. And it was literally a bubble, though. I feel like it's definitely weird being out of it and then seeing all my friends that still, like, from back in the day that, like, still live there and haven't, like, left. It's definitely a little bit shocking. I'm, like, I'm very thankful I got the experience to move around and leave.
Yeah. First of all, you have an incredible English.
Thank you.
Did you learn English as a kid growing up, or when did you learn it?
I went to bilingual school. Like, from kindergarten on, I went to a school where half my classes would be in Spanish and half would be in English. Or, like, it'd be an A day, B day, where one day would be Spanish-English kind of vibe.
I wish I would have done that.
It's honestly, it's pretty crazy. Like, I feel like almost a lot of countries, aside from the U.S., I feel like grow up like that.
Yeah.
We, like, grow up learning English. But I will say my English was not the best till I moved to the U.S. When I was, like, 8, my mom met my stepdad, who's basically my dad. And he, I think, speaking English all the time at home with him and then moving out here and going to school out here is really what helped me. Because looking back at videos of me speaking English when I was little, it was not that good. Like, I could understand people speaking English, but my English was actually not that good.
I always think of it when I'm playing tennis. Like, I always want to play with someone who's better than me because then I'll perform better.
And it's more fun.
And
it's like a challenge.
Yes. So it's the same thing, I'm sure, when you're learning a language. Like, when I am visiting, you know, Mexico, Costa Rica, places like that. And you have more of a desire to want to learn because you're like, this is a necessity now. Versus in a classroom, it can be hard, I'm sure, 100%. With English as well, when everyone's English is rocky.
Yes.
How do you decide what language you want to use in your videos?
That's a hard one because I started... We'll go back 7 years ago. Okay. I started creating content in English while I was living in Cancun.
Why?
So just because I started in Musical.ly and that was all that I was seeing in the platform. Like, back in that day when you did Musical.ly, it was like a cringy thing, but especially in Mexico, like, I feel like even so now with, like, social media in general, Mexico's a little bit behind than the U.S. and everything from, like, pay to, like, how campaigns work and, like, legal stuff of, like, hashtag ad and things like that are very different out there. And I feel like in other countries and in the U.S., I feel like we're a little bit more advanced out here.
Yeah.
And then I moved on. I was then moved to Florida, and someone from Musical.ly reached out to me saying, hey, but you're, like, from Mexico. You should try posting stuff in Spanish.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it out. Let's do it. And I did. And it was starting to, like, pay off. And I ended up switching back again to English at one point and then back to Spanish. And during COVID, I was just doing stuff in Spanish because all my friends that were creators only did Spanish.
Really?
Yes. So I think part of the reason why I grew so much my Latin audience was because I was living out there and all my friends were from Latin America. And finally, when I moved back to California, I was like, I don't want to just choose one language. I don't want to just, like, put myself in, like, a box in Spanish or a box in English, because sometimes I do think more in Spanish than English and sometimes more in English than Spanish. Sometimes words go away for me in both languages and I don't make any sense whatsoever. Yeah. But I decided that I was just going to, you know, whatever idea I thought, if I thought they did in Spanish, I would do it in Spanish. If I thought in English, I would do it in English. Some videos perform better when I do them in Spanish and I do them in English. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of, like, play around with it. It's very hard on the algorithm. I feel like the algorithm sometimes punishes me for it because they don't know where to source, like, where to put my content. Mm-hmm. But I'm so much more at peace with doing whatever I feel like doing that day than just doing one language.
Well, I've noticed from your TikTok, would you say most of your videos are in Spanish, or is it pretty half and
probably
half?
I think in TikTok I do mostly in, well, it depends, but mostly in Spanish, and I'll put English subtitles. And if I do it
which
in English,
I love,
I'll do the Spanish subtitles.
Okay.
Yes, everyone can understand it. And also for campaigns, even though I work with some brands that are very open to me creating the content in Spanish with subtitles in English, there are a lot of brands that, you know, would prefer, like, the video in English with subtitles in Spanish.
Really?
And do it the other way around. So it kind of depends. So I don't like to, you know, block myself of any opportunities. So I just try to, like, mix it up a little bit. But I would say it's mainly Spanish because there's so many Spanish-speaking people in the U.S.,
1,000,000%,
I literally looked at this fact yesterday. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think it's something like English, even though there's so many people that speak it, it's most people's second language.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
And they were like actual numbers, and I was like, whoa, like the numbers are wild.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like Chinese as the first language, like as the first language they speak the most as their first origin language. But it's wild.
Uh-huh. What I've learned from you and your content is I feel very privileged in the sense being a content creator, having tools like adding the captions or subtitles that are auto-generated, and they only have English, which I'm just now realizing, because I was just talking to my producer for this podcast, and I told you off camera, like, I would love to put Spanish subtitles on this podcast, but it's crazy because we would have to do it by hand.
Yeah, all my TikToks, I translate everything myself, and I'll, like, honestly, sometimes it takes me longer to add the subtitles in another language than make the actual video.
That is crazy and so kind of you for viewers, like from a viewer's perspective, that is so kind of you to write all of the captions, because me being your English speaking follower, I wouldn't be able to really enjoy your content without having those captions. And I can't imagine being on the other side. So TikTok / whoever.
Anyone. Come up with a platform where you will translate
we can do auto-generated subtitles in different languages.
Yes.
Because even I'm thinking about all the content creators, like how cool would it be if we could have this podcast be subtitled in like 5 different languages.
Well, even growing up, that I spoke English, but it wasn't the best. And I used to love watching YouTubers, but all the YouTubers did videos that I loved did videos in only English, which was good. It kind of helped me with my English. But at the same time, I'm like, we are used to reading subtitles, which is something I feel like Americans are not used to doing, reading subtitles as much. So it's coming along, you know.
See, I think TikTok's helping subtitle. It. I like subtitle.
I love it. Even movies nowadays, I'll like put the subtitles on like in English or like whatever.
No, they're speaking English and I'm reading English and I'm like, why do I love it?
I don't know, but I grew up doing that. And then with a lot of my friends in the US, they were like, no, like that's not normal for us to do. But I was like, I'm used to going to a movie theater. Like when I was growing up, I'd go to the movie theater and I would want to watch it in like English, of course, because you want to listen to the actual actors' voices, but with the subtitles in Spanish. Uh-huh. So I could actually understand what they were saying.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like used to doing that. But I feel like here it's not the most common thing to do. Mm-hmm. But it is great to like be able to do subtitles.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even imagine being in your position. So just thank you for taking the time to do that. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good.
I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge. But one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
How long does that take you? Let's say for like a minute long vlog where you're writing out the subtitles, how long does it take you to do that?
It depends how much I talk, and it depends if my brain's actually thinking in Spanish, because sometimes I have a hard time making sure that it makes sense in Spanish as well, because sometimes the words are not the same. And then I'm not the best at grammar. And since we have all of the different accents and stuff in Spanish,
my gosh.
It will take me, like, I'll have to text my mom and be like, Mom, how do you say this? Or like, where do I put the subtitle? Because if not, then I'll get roasted. So probably, I don't know, for like a 40 second video, probably like 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Or that's, 10.
Okay, that's it's, way shorter than I thought
quicker.
It would be.
If I edit on actual TikTok, it takes longer. If uh-huh. I edit on like CapCut, it'll be a little bit quicker.
And that's where you edit everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
It's not horrible, but it's not ideal.
I mean, no, I can't even imagine for like a YouTube video.
Oh, I don't know. I know of a lot of people that will hire someone that specifically just does that. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm a skill.
Like, yes. No, it literally is.
Well, Mr. Beast, he has like different channels for different languages and countries. Mm-hmm. And he has like voice actors.
That is so smart.
From the different countries. Mm-hmm. Like dub voiceover. Voiceover.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know
his
that.
Videos. Yeah. And he like has so many different, I forget mm-hmm. all the languages he does, but I mean, he has obviously quite a bit mm-hmm. of a budget,
yes.
a bigger budget than I do. Let's just say that. But it would be so cool if everyone could, you mm-hmm. know, enjoy everyone's content.
Yeah, that's honestly so smart. I did not know that. Like, I knew that he subtitled them, but I didn't uh-huh. know that he had like dubbed them.
Yeah,
that's so
he
cool.
He basically, don't quote me on this, but I heard in a podcast once that like, I want to say it was, let's say it was for his Spanish speaking mm-hmm. video. He hired like the lead actor in Spider-Man.
That's so
who
crazy.
Who dubbed Spider-Man in Spanish or something.
That's so
so
fun.
Then it was like Spider-Man speaking in his videos, and people were like, wait, what the heck? Is this Spider-Man?
That's so
I don't know
fun.
If it was actual Spider-Man, but it was someone
like
it.
That's so
some
funny.
Recognizable
That's so
voice.
Smart, though.
And I was like, that is genius. It'd be like essentially like me hiring, if I only made Spanish speaking videos, me hiring Margot Robbie to
That'd
like do my voiceover.
So fun.
Wouldn't that be insane?
I'm just going to start dubbing your episodes.
I know.
You know, do my own voice.
And I'll do yours. Yeah, I know. Amazing. Anyway, okay, so I want to go back a little bit. So you moved a lot growing up.
Yes, I did.
Why did you move so much?
So my parents worked in like hotels, hospitality industry. So honestly, I think they just wanted to try different places out. And I was okay with it. I went to 11 schools growing up.
Oh,
I did 11.
What did you learn from that?
I loved it. It sounds
wow.
weird. I didn't like being the new kid very much, especially towards the end, but I really enjoyed meeting new people, and I got so lucky with all the people that I got to meet. They were so genuinely nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd never had a bad new kid experience.
Oh my God,
really,
that's amazing.
Which is crazy because
yeah,
my odds at 11 schools would have like, I should have like uh-huh. hit something. And then towards the end of high school, I didn't want to be the new kid anymore. And I was starting to do social media. So I was like, this is my chance. I didn't want to be the new kid in senior year, because I was like, that will be rough, because
yeah.
everyone's been together for 4 years and I'm going to be like,
for sure.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
So I did online school, and that's
oh,
how I ended up graduating. Yeah.
Okay. And where were you last before you moved to LA?
I was in Mexico City. So I was in Mexico City, and then I had a friend, an online friend. His name's Josh. I had known him for a while, and he was like, hey, I have a lot of friends that don't know what we're doing with our life. We are getting a house in Venice Beach for 2 months. It's just 2 months. You can stay here for a month if you want, or two, whatever you want, whatever uh-huh. you feel comfortable with. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I will do it. And it was in Venice, so it was really expensive. Uh-huh. And there were like seven of us in like a house. Uh-huh. It was like a co-working house type thing. It was really fun.
Was it like a content creator house?
Yes and no. So we were all content creators, but it wasn't like a content house where we like all collaborated and such.
Like
we all
on had, one account, we all yeah. had
different types of content, so that wasn't going to work. And we just kind of needed, we were all a bunch of creators that needed a home, essentially. Okay. You know what I mean? So it just worked out. And there was no commitment to making videos together or anything like that. It was just we wanted somewhere to stay. And so he invited me and I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. I literally, in Mexico, campaigns don't pay, or they didn't used to pay as well as like campaigns in the US do.
Wow.
So when I first moved, I was like, okay, there goes my savings. Let's use it for this and try it out. Because uh-huh. I miss the US. I miss living in Palm Springs and such. And when I was living in Palm Springs, I was coming to LA for events probably a couple times a week towards the end. Like, my mom would drive me because I did not like driving. Aww, and I was 18. So my mom wanted to come with me everywhere to make sure I was safe. And she would drive me just for an event and then drive back to the desert. Oh my it was God, crazy.
She's the best.
She really is. And so when I moved to Venice, I was there for like, you know, 2 months. At first 1 month, and then I ended up extending it because I didn't want to leave. And after the end of the 2 months, my friend Josh and I were like, so we need to find an apartment in LA because we don't want to go back. Yeah. I think it was living in Missouri and I was, you know, living in Mexico. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to go back to Mexico. Uh-huh. Let's find a place. So we did. We ended up coming back like a couple weeks later to find an apartment, and we found an apartment.
Where'd you find an apartment?
We ended up moving down by like Melrose and Larchmont. We found it online.
Okay, amazing.
So we literally landed from the airport with no plan.
Oh my gosh.
I was staying at a friend's house, who's now my boyfriend, and he was staying with some other friends in their couch. And we literally got here and we're like, okay, we have somewhere to stay. We started looking at apartments that day in his car for like 3 hours and just sending as many emails as possible so that we could set showings for the next day.
Yeah.
Because we're only going to be there for like 3 or 4 days. And the second day, we actually found the place that we moved into. So it just all worked out.
Wow.
Yes. It was meant to be. So it wasn't like I had a plan to move to LA. It was always in the back of my mind when I was younger, like, oh, it'd be really cool. But I didn't really know what moving to LA entailed. Mm-hmm. And then when I got the opportunity to come here for 2 months just to like, kind of like test it out, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I like it.
You like
I don't
the lay of the leave. Land. Okay, yes. Got it. I would love to know, what is it like moving to the US? Like, what is something mm-hmm. you wish that Americans mm-hmm. realized that was so hard about, you know, maybe not growing up here?
I think I got really lucky because mm-hmm. when I moved, and I was in California for 2 months, and I didn't really go to school or meet anyone. I was just with my parents. But when I moved to Hawaii, I was in Kauai, and I was in the North Shore.
Wow.
And everyone there Beautiful. Is so understanding and open and welcoming mm-hmm. that I had the smoothest transition. Like, mm-hmm. I remember going to other schools where I was a new kid, and there were other new kids, and they had it a little bit rougher than I did. Mm-hmm. But I think I literally got so blessed with going into Kauai, where everyone was so nice. They mm-hmm. were so overly nice. I mean, I don't think, like, kids didn't wear shoes to school. We Aww. Were like 2 blocks away from like
beach the kids. Beach. Yeah.
It was like, it was such a vibe. It was so chill that because of that, I feel like, I don't know what I'd say. I feel like in other states, maybe the language barrier would probably be the hardest thing, because whenever I moved out here, I did have to relearn, like, when you're learning math, you have like the different, you know, names for different kinds of equations and okay. stuff. And all of that is in Spanish. So it's like relearning math in yeah. a way, because you're trying to relearn, like, they'll be like, do such and such and such and such. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, I have no idea.
I can't even do math in English. Like, I cannot even imagine trying to like division in Spanish.
Yeah, like the words were all different. Or even in English, like I know what like the parts of the sentence were and all that, but not the name for that in English. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was definitely like a learning experience of trying to learn how to say uh-huh. all that, you know?
For someone that's in Mexico right mm-hmm. now, or, you know, out of the country and they speak mm-hmm. Spanish yes. and they want to move to the US, what advice would you give them to help make their transition smoother?
I would say, as of language, like language wise, if you can come and take little trips before your move to practice your English, or wow. if you have a group of friends, like, I know that's a crazy thing because it's expensive to fly and all that.
Yeah.
But even if you have a group of friends that is willing to learn with you and practice with you, do that. Or now there's a lot of Americans in Mexico City, for example, like mm-hmm. go to a cafe and like maybe start up a conversation with them, like just practice, watch YouTube videos, mm-hmm. movies in English. Like,
oh, that's great advice.
Watching YouTube videos honestly can help so much. I know so many friends that they learned English because of watching like mm-hmm. beauty YouTubers, you know, and like doing their makeup mm-hmm. and stuff. So literally just practice your English as much as you can. I get a lot of questions asked about how to like legally move out here and how I did all that. But I got really lucky again that my uh-huh. parents
because of my parents, you know, I because was able to get. Yes. Okay. I mean, it still took me like 8 years to get my citizenship.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, my dad's American. My stepdad's American.
Oh, so, and did he adopt you?
He did, but I was already like 18.
Okay.
So I got it through like, I don't even know how I got it, but it took me 8 years to get it. Yeah. Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. I did take Smith. So now my last name is very white. We have the Smith on there. Someone guessed
Smith.
That's
hilarious.
But I love it. It's so much easier because my last name is actually like Guerra Díaz Hidalgo.
Wow.
That's like my name beautiful. That I was, thank you. But it doesn't fit in any government form ever. Like when we were changing my name and doing all that, government forms wouldn't fit it. Like we would have to ask for like a little extension. No. And my name's not even that long. Like my mom's longer than my name.
Wow.
Which is so funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay. So yeah. Now you live in LA and you have this insane job. And is TikTok it's your main crazy. Platform?
Yes.
And your main
way of
income.
I mean, I would say between TikTok and Instagram, honestly. I feel like Instagram right now has been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, between both. But those are my two babies.
Okay. So how did you blow up? Like what type of content was getting you followers?
I started making vlogs before vlogs were like a normal thing on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Like I started doing vlogs when people were still lip syncing on like Musical.ly.
Got it. When
like
people
I used to
were dancing.
I used to do travel vlogs during Musical.ly days.
Wow.
And I know it kind of it was weird at first. It didn't do as great, but eventually started picking up. Mm-hmm. And I just I think vlogs was my number one thing. And I would do dances once in a while because I felt like it helped, you know, put my name out there.
Of course.
And whenever I was with my friends, it'd be the fun thing to do. But I think vlogs was what really. Did it for me.
Did it for you. Okay, so now I feel like you still do a ton of vlogs.
Yes.
Would you say that's still the main thing?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Do you have any strategy behind your content or is it basically a direct reflection of your life?
It is basically a reflection of my life. However, I will sometimes go out of my way and slightly twist my life away or another to make it work to create content for it. Like I think today I bought a pair of socks that the ones that have like the little hands that you can like hold on to. You know what I mean? Have you seen them? They're like socks.
No.
And they have little magnets and like little hands with magnets.
Cute.
So that if you go next to your like boyfriend or friend or whatever, like it will like stick like their magnet
Shut
hands
up.
With little hands.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, I would never bought that if it wasn't to make a video.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like little things like that that will change. Or for example, doing things like going out to certain locations to take content or photos or things like that would be things that maybe I wouldn't do on my day-to-day on a normal life, but I've been doing this for 7 years and I feel like everything just becomes my content, everything I do.
So you've been doing this for 7 years,
yes.
which is a very long time, and now I would say you're quite the professional at it.
Thank you.
A lot of years of experience. What are like the top five, you know, biggest lessons you've learned from going at this for 7 years and like perfecting your craft?
Okay. First lesson, do not give up. It's like an entertainment world. Like social media is the entertainment world nowadays.
For sure.
And that's a hard world to be in. I feel like the amount of times I have thought to myself, like, why am I doing this? Like, do I just stop? And then I'm like, no, you love doing this. You did this as a hobby before it became your job. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing okay. Like, it's fine. Keep going. It's like, it's, I think that's would be number one. Like, don't give up and kind of like be proud of yourself and give yourself the credit that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Second would be, I don't like being cliche when answering these questions, but honestly, the best answers are very cliche. I feel like no matter how many times you hear them over and over again, they're still valid.
Yeah.
Okay, so I share my life on the internet
yeah.
and like do basically anything that I wouldn't normally do or sometimes not normally do, but I just shared like an extension of myself on there.
For sure.
Do that because I've gotten so many people being like, oh, I don't know what to post.
My
like,
life
I don't
is
know
boring.
How to feel. My life is
Everyone
boring.
Says
I'm like,
that.
That doesn't matter. Like the amount of people that I like watch just cleaning their houses
yes.
because I enjoy it or like going to their job, even if it's a normal job, like it's not boring. I feel like everyone finds it interesting because it's not their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's, I think that's a main thing. Everyone has like their own story and their own life and that's their power essentially.
For sure.
So just, don't overthink it. Like, even though you do start overthinking it because of numbers and all that, don't overthink it. Just, like, post whatever makes you happy, whatever you enjoy. Because if you're not enjoying it, it's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Where am I at? Am I at 2, 3?
You're at 2. What about with, like, what about with growth? Like, what advice would you give someone that feels like, oh, I can't get past 10,000 followers? Like, what advice would you give them?
I need that advice myself, y'all. Like,
not
with the 10,000 followers, but we'll just keep going. Sometimes looking at what other people are doing and replicating it in your own way, not copying, but like, let's say,
getting a little inspo.
Getting inspiration. Like, it's not too good to overconsume content as a creator, in my opinion, but it is good to see what other people are doing, what's working for them, because the algorithms do change ever so often.
For sure.
And like, even the vlogs that I make, sometimes they will work in a certain format for a couple months, and then I'll have to change the format up.
Interesting.
So switch it up. Even if you're doing the same content, switch up the format to mm-hmm. and see if that will work out to keep growing. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, for example, I'll start my vlogs in the same way, like opening my windows, like my little like blinds. Uh-huh. And that's starting to not work. So I'm like, okay, I need to start my vlogs in a different way from now on. Uh-huh. So that maybe that will pick up.
Why were you starting them the same way to begin with?
So I started it the same way once. Like I did it just, that's the first thing I do in the morning. I will open up my blinds yeah. for my dog because he loves the sun. And so I started recording it and it started doing well. And I realized that that might be like the opening grabbing hook and that people could identify me from that. Because like whenever they see me opening the blinds, they know it's my video and mm-hmm. they know it's a vlog of a day in my life as a Mexican living in the US, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just started replicating and it kept doing well. So I just kept doing it. Mm-hmm. That's another one. If you find something that does well for you, keep doing that until it doesn't work anymore.
Okay, no, that's great advice.
Yeah.
That's so funny hearing your little strategy behind that, because when I tell you I've watched so many of your videos, I just now realized that you do that.
Yeah. And it works. I feel like whenever it comes up in like someone's like feed, they'll realize that it's me. They'll know that it's yeah. me for some reason.
It's like very subtle, yes. but consistent.
It's like kind of like when you watch an old sitcom and like the little it was like starting. You know, like you knew what show you were watching yeah. from the first like opening scene with like, you know what I mean?
Well, people kinda love like comfort. They're comfort creators yes. because it is, you know what you're going to get mm-hmm. in a yes, way.
Exactly.
So similar to the blinds, mm-hmm. the action of you opening the blinds, do you start your videos by like saying the same thing or do you have any strategy with that?
I do switch up what I say a little bit, but mm-hmm. it's usually the same thing. It will be like another day in the life of blah, 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 blah. Like that's usually my go-to vlog. I've been trying this new thing and so far I think it's going okay. But like when I just starting off not saying what I'm doing or what it was going to be, but like with like a message. So I'll be like, so lately I've been having friends over for like such and such, as I'm doing something completely different. I've been doing like weekly dinners with my friends uh-huh. and I just recorded a video like preparing like the dinner for them. And instead of being like, so today is the day that I'm gonna have like my friends over for dinner, I was like, one of my favorite things about living alone is having my friends over for dinner, like starting it like in a slightly different way. Uh-huh. And I think people kind of like it because they don't know exactly what to expect from the video, which kind of hooks them on.
Totally. I always tell people when they're doing a voiceover, mm-hmm. even though we do like see it, say it, when mm-hmm. like someone's saying the same thing and you're watching the same thing, mm-hmm. I think it's more interesting and captivating when you're kind of talking about something else mm-hmm. while watching yes. something else, because our attention spans are so
exactly
short.
Another thing is people love the chaos. So if I start a yes. video being like, I just got invited to a Halloween party and I don't know what to wear tonight, let's find an outfit.
Yeah.
Like people like will get hooked on that too. Uh-huh. I feel like they like the drama. They like the chaos. Yes. It is entertainment.
Okay, well, I want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
It's just, I want to know more about you, okay. and I feel like your audience wants to know more about mm-hmm. you, so we're going to get into the Fast 10 Favorites. That's what I'm fast calling it. Favorites. So I'm putting you in the hot seat. We're about halfway through the pod. Okay. We can take a little, you know, fun game break.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
And I am going to ask you some of your favorite things, and you can rapid fire tell me.
I am really bad at this, but let's do it.
Okay. First thing is, what is your favorite beverage?
We're already going downhill. Oh, don't make me do that. Chai.
Wow.
Iced chai.
I love an iced chai.
I think an iced chai is my current
from where?
Favorite. I do love Alfred's, but I've been making them at home.
Okay.
So
What do you use at home?
I use like a chai concentrate from Target.
Okay.
And I'll mix it with like some oat milk. And then just put a little extra cinnamon on top, ice, mix it all around, and it's pretty solid.
Wait, love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, favorite quote.
You deserve what you dream.
Whoa.
I actually have a tattoo.
What's that from?
I think I was just talking
I've
to my
mom. Never heard of
it's
that.
It's not like an actual quote that like, I think it's just like a saying more than anything, but I was talking to my mom once and she was like, You deserve everything that you're dreaming and you deserve everything that you're getting. So like,
wait, I love that.
And so I got a tattoo.
Where's the tattoo?
It's like right here. It's
you
like
deserve really what you dream.
You deserve what you dream.
Okay.
I did it in Spanish. So it's like, mereces lo que sueñas.
Wow. Love
Thank
it.
You.
I love it. But what's your favorite movie?
Oh, that's a hard one. It depends on my mood. Okay. If I were to say like favorite like series of like movies, I'd probably say Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. I'm a big Potterhead.
Okay.
But
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Harry Potter.
I know. Everyone gets really mad at me. Should I watch it?
Yes.
I need
I will
to watch
go
it
to your home
fall.
And make
okay.
you watch.
I'll have Lou. We'll have
like a marathon.
Movie, yeah, movie marathon.
It's 8 movies. It'll be a full day.
Okay, you can make me some chai. And I'll watch Harry.
I'd say either Harry Potter or I love like rom-coms, like old rom-coms, like 10 Things I Hate About You, okay, and things like that. When Sally met, when Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
I love like comfort, like rom-coms like that.
Have you seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love that movie. So good.
Anything like that that's just like cheesy and cute, yeah, and wholesome and like kind of throwback-ish, I love.
Totally. That's the exact vibe of those rom-coms I try to emulate, like, in my YouTube videos. It's like, I want, like, the, you know, when they're, like, laying out their morning routine, yes, or, like, getting ready outfit. Yes. Like, those scenes, like, live rent-free in, yes, my head.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, what's your favorite item in your closet?
Anything denim. as you can tell.
I'm not shocked.
I think anything denim is my go-to, yeah.
I love it. Favorite person to follow on the internet?
Oh, that's another hard one. I love Emma Chamberlain. I've been loving her since she had like 100,000 subscribers. Like, I found her before she had 100,000 subscribers, yeah, and I just love her content. And I just met her like on Friday and I was like fangirling so hard.
Where'd you meet her?
At Barney's Beanery.
No way. Oh my God, I go to Barney's all the time. What were you doing there?
I was just with friends. And then, uh-huh, all of a sudden, my friends are like, don't turn around. But she just walked in and I was like, I need to turn around. And I wasn't going to do it. And then I started texting Gracie, actually.
Oh.
And I was like, she's here. What do I do? And she's like,
Gracie's is on our management, yes, team.
I was like, what do I do? And she's like, just talk to her. And I was like, how do I do that?
Oh, I am dead.
And so, yeah, she was with like a friend. And I went up to her and I basically was like, hey, I love your Levi's collab.
Oh, because you are like the face of Levi's or something,
I'm a Levi's,
right?
Ambassador, and I just got her entire line. I mean, half of it I bought and half of it they sent to me.
Yeah.
Of her new line with them. And it was also
so sweet.
Cute.
You bought that.
So I was like, I love your Levi's collab. It's so cool. It's so different.
Yeah.
And she was like so nice about it. She's like, thank you so much. Like, that really
she
means a lot.
Really,
like,
is so nice. Really,
she's so sweet.
Yeah.
And we just kept talking for a little bit longer. And then I was like, okay, have a good night. Like, I don't want to bother.
Yeah.
And I walked away. But she was actually so sweet. And I want to meet her again.
Yeah.
But I love her content. I used to love her vlogs and like all her photos and the transitions she's made. I think it's what everyone dreams of having, as a transition, uh-huh, from a creator to like a full on, not even like celebrity, but like,
you know, like,
she's a celebrity
in
now.
In my head, she's like A-list
she is
now.
She's an A-list celebrity. Yeah. So it's really cool. I don't know. It's like, it's motivating to be like, oh, maybe someday.
Yeah, for sure. What is your favorite color?
Recently, I've been really into like blues, like baby blues, dark,
okay,
blues, or greens, like forest green.
Well, blue is very 1989, which is Taylor's,
yes,
version's,
yes,
coming out.
I'm so
Our girl,
excited.
I'll have to text you when it comes out.
I've bought so much merch from 1989 Taylor's version. It's like unhealthy.
I can't wait to see her vault tracks.
I'm so excited.
I know.
They're going to be good.
They're
I love
be great.
That era.
Me too. Okay. Favorite habit in your routine?
I love writing my to-do list in the morning. I love opening my bullet journal, flipping to a new page.
Oh, you're a bullet journal,
yes,
girl.
Yes,
okay.
I used to be a very big like planner girly,
yeah,
and I just got another planner to test it out.
Yeah.
But I think I like a bullet journal more because, mm-hmm, there's just
it's
so much freedom. I don't have to worry about like if I don't fill up a page or, uh-huh, something, I can just write ideas randomly. But I think doing my to-do list in the morning,
okay,
that is probably my favorite.
Do you have any specific way you do the to-do list, or is it just like a simple to-do list?
I will like... Honestly, to anyone, it'll probably look like a mess, but to me, it makes sense.
Okay.
And it will be like, I'll just start thinking of things I have to do throughout the day, and I'll just kind of like write them down, but not in order. I'll be like, if it has to do with social media, I'll write it at the top. If it has to do with like chores around the house, I'll do it in the middle, and I'll just kind of like start like going back and forth in like random orders. And then I'll start different columns if I need,
yeah,
to add
do you
different
cross
sections.
It off or do you check?
I cross it off.
Okay.
She goes.
Yeah, I like the cross it off too. Okay, amazing. Favorite form of self-care?
Favorite form of self-care? I think like reading a book, honestly.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's my next question is,
oh, really?
what's your favorite book?
I think reading a book and like doing a face mask. That's,
okay,
probably like my favorite combo.
Okay.
Or
what's your favorite
tea.
Book?
Favorite book? What have I read lately? I'm currently reading The Creative Acts by Rick Rubin. It's really good.
Oh, what
but
is
it's,
that?
It's more of like a, I think it would fit into, not even self-help, but it's like for creatives. So it's a little bit more of like, not like a fun,
okay,
I mean, it's a fun book.
Wait,
like
I want to
like
read
a
funsies
book, but it's really good. I'll send you the little
Please.
Thing. I heard so many people talking about it. And I was like, okay, I'll finally read it. My boyfriend's read it like 3 times.
Whoa.
And he doesn't read. So I was like, okay, I need to like
You're
get
like,
on this.
This must be good.
I usually like romantic, like cute, cheesy, like little novels. I really like, oh, what's it called? One Italian Summer.
Oh, I've never
that
heard of
that. That one is so, wait, who wrote it? I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, please.
One Italian Summer by Rebecca Searle.
Okay.
She also wrote another book that did like called In 5 Years. But that is one of my favorite books that I've read this year. It's so cute. The other one is called The Creative Act, A Way of Being.
Okay.
By Rick Rubin.
The Creative Act. I have a list on my notes.
Oh my gosh. I have mine on Amazon, and I'll just put all the books in my cart, and then whenever they go on sale, I buy them.
Wait, that's so smart.
So I was spending so much money on books, and then I finally got my Barnes & Noble membership. Get a membership, girl. It saves so much money.
Okay. I need to do that.
I've become a bookworm this year. I used to be like the biggest bookworm in like middle school and high school. I would like literally prefer to eat lunch in the library with the librarians.
Oh?
Reading a book.
Couldn't be me. Could not be me. I need to be talking to everyone in the cafeteria.
Oh my gosh,
see,
so
I wish
funny.
I was like that more.
I was reading like a book a day at one point.
That's
they started
incredible.
Calling like I remember
in
this
English?
One school. Yes. I think that also helped me with my English.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
And then I finally, like when I moved to LA, I didn't read for like a year and a half. I think I just got so caught up with LA. And then this year I was like, nope, I need to get
so
back
how
to
often
my reading
do you read
roots.
Now?
I try to finish like a book a week. But sometimes
that's a lot.
Sometimes it'll be really funny. If I start a book on like a Saturday, you're not gonna see me that Saturday.
Are you
like,
serious?
My boyfriend laughs at me so hard because I will sit and I will not get up off the couch until I finish a book. So I'll be there for like 10 hours finishing the book.
Okay, wait, what other book recs do you have if you're such a bookworm? I'm like gonna get out my
I'm
list.
I'm horrible at titles, especially because that's the one thing. If you read really fast, I feel like then I have issues sometimes like keeping track of who wrote what or what the titles are. I'm trying to think, what else have I read? In 5 Years, also by that same author, is really good. Oh, that's another thing. I'll read like 2 books sometimes at a time or 3.
Okay, I've been doing the 2 books at
yes,
a time.
It definitely. I feel like you need like one self-help or
yes!
like something that you learn
and
from
one,
it.
One
and
fantasy.
Then one fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know what other books I would recommend because I feel like I've read a lot that like TikTok recommends and I enjoy them, but it's not like I think it's the best book in the world. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I'm like, if you read it, you'll have fun.
Have you read 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
I have it in my to be read. So
okay.
I bought the book. I just bought the book.
That is probably
really?
My favorite book.
Okay.
I just made my friend Libby read it and she couldn't put it down. She was like, you were here visiting me. Please hang out with me. You can read this book later.
That's what I'll be doing tonight when
yes.
I get home. I'll just be reading
I
it up.
Am obsessed with,
cool.
with
okay.
the book. But right now I'm reading Nightingale. Have you heard of that
no,
one?
I haven't.
Okay, that
cool.
one I heard
no,
a lot
I'm
of recs.
Read that. Thank you.
I know I'm in my kind of reading era as well, but I have a list on my phone and basically
you should do like a little highlight on yourself, like to be read books.
I should. I should because I literally write my little recs next to it and
okay.
anytime my friend needs
wait,
like recs, I'll send it.
Nightingale
and 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
I bought the book of 7 Husbands, so I just need to
and
read
I also
it.
Love by Taylor Jenkins Reid, Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, that
have
one
you
was
read
so
that?
Good.
Or Malibu Rising.
It was
have
so funny.
So,
I was so excited about like the series, but it didn't do it justice for me in comparison to the book.
I thought the series sucked.
It was
sorry.
So bad.
Sorry.
Like the aesthetic
the
was
acting
there.
Wasn't
the
good.
Acting wasn't good. The story, like the vibe of it wasn't what the book was.
No.
It never is. But,
it was
you know,
kind
I
of
higher
like
expectations.
Almost, like, I hate to say it, but like cringe to me in a way. Versus
I think
like.
They made it too quick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think it was.
It wasn't like grunge, like
no.
rock and roll enough. And I get it. They're probably not trying to like make it rated X, but I'm like,
but
this needs to be on HBO.
Yes. Yes.
This is an HBO
show.
It
didn't give me the vibe that the book did at all.
At all.
It was like a completely different thing, to be completely honest.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you agree with me because I feel like I'm always the hater. In regards
I'll
to
hang with
remake.
You about that. When it comes
In
to like books and remakes,
yes.
I'm like, I'll be there with you.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Okay. We mentioned it earlier when you said mm-hmm. you met Emma, you said you loved her Levi's mm-hmm. Club, but you have quite the relationship with Levi's.
I love them. They've adopted me into their family.
Have you always been obsessed with denim?
Yes. I've always loved like I'm a big comfort over anything girly.
Uh-huh.
So I love my jeans and denim and such. But when I was younger, it's kind of funny. There was periods of time where we had it a little bit rougher and I couldn't afford like a new pair of Levi's jeans. I think my first pair of Levi's jeans. Yeah. The first pair of Levi's jeans I ever owned was I don't know if it was the first one was from an outlet or if it was thrifted.
Okay.
I think it was thrifted.
Probably thrifted.
It was probably
I feel
thrifted.
Like you can always find a good
And then
thrifted.
My second one was from the outlets, I think, because
okay.
they are cheaper than
Amazing.
Like at the regular
yeah, yeah, yeah.
stores. But I've always loved them. And then I went to like an event, like a very small event with them. And they got me like my first denim like trucker jacket. I had never had like a denim trucker jacket. And I met with a couple people from their team that were absolute sweethearts. And I actually left the event early. Which I was terrified about doing because I was like, I want to work with y'all. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad about leaving like an hour into the event. But I had a different event that I already like said I was going to go to before this event. So I was like,
uh-huh.
I need to go. So I did. But they ended up hitting me up about probably a month or two after that, saying like, hey, they really liked you. They want to like, they want you to be like an ambassador for them for the next year.
I mean, that is so cool.
That was literally insane because it was like one of my dream, like it was in my top five brands to like work with ever. And then it also was at that time, like I was finally starting to earn more money in the US, but I was like, it was a little bit of a struggle because most of my campaigns were coming from Mexico and they weren't paying as well.
Oh.
So I was like, kind of like struggling. I was like a little tight on money at the time. So
were they Mexican companies?
Not necessarily. So like, even if it's a company that's like, I don't know, I don't want to say a name, but even if it's like a big name company, they have different divisions. So they have like a Mexican division. They have
smaller budget.
And then, so they'll have a smaller budget in different countries. I was, whenever they told me like, yes, we want you for a year, I was like, I have a stable job for a year.
Yeah.
And then I loved it. I had so much fun creating all the content for them because I was creating like 2 pieces of content per month for them when I first started. And it was so much fun. It was so cool. And now it's
just like TikTok and Reels or what?
TikTok and... It was a TikTok and Instagram, I think.
Okay.
It was a TikTok and then an Instagram post.
Photo?
Yes. Uh-huh. I love video content. Don't get me wrong. Photo content is my baby. I love it. I have so much fun with it. Probably way too much fun with it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, Levi's has been so supportive and so loving. And then they will be one of the brands that will let me create my video in whatever language I want to do it. Their team is so nice.
That's amazing.
And I honestly feel so thankful that I like stumbled into them.
Yeah. Is your jacket Levi's?
It is.
It's this so is, cute.
And I actually I see the little red got tag. It at like the tailor shop, got like mi corazón, so this is my heart.
Oh.
I want to like start kind of like patchwork, like tattoo. Like I want to like do this to like the jacket and just put like a bunch of like embroidery, like red embroidery all over it. But yeah, I think Levi's is all I wear nowadays. Like, that's my go-to outfit.
Yeah, just denim on denim.
Denim on denim.
I love it. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. Yes, it's like the Canadian tuxedo.
Yes. I love it. I'm glad it came back because that's my thing.
What have been some of your other brand partnerships you have enjoyed doing?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I did Honest Beauty with Jessica Alba.
Well, weren't you and your boyfriend like the first ever?
We did like a little shoot campaign for them for their green juice serum, which is actually so good. I've gone through like 7 bottles. Like, people will ask me, is it actually good? And I'm like, I've gone through 7 bottles of this product.
That's insane that you were the first ever.
I think, yeah, we were the first ever. Like, I want to say, like, I don't know exactly. I think it's creators or like people that weren't just models or Jessica Alba to like be in it. So we're like the
which
face
is
of their
incredible.
Product. Yes, it's crazy because I kind of knew that Jessica had probably handpicked us, you know, for this. But we went to their headquarters just to see the headquarters. And I wasn't expecting anything from it. And we made my own little, like, cream blush that it's, like, I love their cream blushes. They're so good. But they helped me make my own, like, shade.
No way.
That just matched, like, my skin color perfectly and everything. And it was so fun to, like, actually go in their labs because their labs are actually in their headquarters.
Wow.
Which is so cool and so cool for the scientists as well, because if they like, come up with a product or something, they can literally like run out
go and test
and
it,
ask people like, hey, do you like this idea, do you like the formula, and then come back inside and keep working on it, ask for like feedback real time instead of having to like send an email
for sure.
Or, like, send it over, which is really cool. But we were eating lunch and there was a seat next to me that was open, and I just assumed, I was like, oh, someone probably just took their lunch with them to like a meeting or something. And then they just go, hey, Jess. And I look over and I'm like, it's Jessica Alba walking over. And I was trying to like act really cool. She's so nice.
When was this?
This was probably like a month and a half ago.
Oh my gosh.
Or something like that.
And did you know? I'm pretty sure she was in our suite at the Eras tour.
She came to say hi to us.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. She didn't come say hi to me. Did not come say hi to me.
It was so cute because she was with her entire family, but she kind of like got up from her family and she saw us that we were walking to get another drink, and she came to give us a hug and like say hi, like, so happy to like see you here. And we had just met her earlier that week.
No way.
At that lunch.
Yeah.
So it was really cute. She's been so supportive, and I think it's so cool. I think she's really supported me because she's also Latin.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you know, giving the love
one
back.
One Latin
so
girl to
cute.
Another.
Mm-hmm. She's so sweet, and it's crazy because, like, I mean, everyone knows Jessica Alba, and like, I really looked up to her. So the fact
that she's like so beautiful.
She's beautiful. She was saying, like, oh, I'm so old. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm like, you look like you're in your 20s, girl. I'm like,
100%.
She does not look like she has kids.
No.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous inside and out. So she's been so sweet. So that was another cool one.
Well,
Honest Beauty.
Honest Beauty seems like such a epic brand to be aligned with because they're so clean.
Yes.
And
their products are honestly incredible. Like, I love everything that they've ever sent me. Even they have candles. Their candles smell so good. But no, everything from like their team, like they're like literally like a family. They're all so genuinely nice to the actual product that is so good. It's like one of the dream brands to work for sure.
Yeah, that's incredible. Congrats, by the way. That's amazing. You. Good for you. Are you making like content on your own personal channels for them, or is it?
So for them, I did like the campaign shoot, which is like the image of like the photos. We did like a full day shoot of like 12 hours almost to get the photos and all that.
Epic.
And then I made some videos for them as well. I made some for their
channels,
for their channels, and then some for mine as well. I think I finished posting all my deliverables, like of my posts that I had to do on my channels. But hopefully in the future, I'll get to do some more.
I mean, we'll I think you're the perfect fit for them. And isn't your boyfriend involved as well?
Yes, it was so fun to actually get to work with him on like a bigger shoot. It was so funny. We actually started shooting and they were some people in the crew that didn't know that we were actually dating. And they were like, you guys have such great chemistry. Have you guys met before?
No way. You're like,
And we're like, yeah, we've been dating for like a year and a half. I'm like, at that point, because we shot it last October, which is crazy. It took forever to come out. But yeah, it was so funny. But it was fun. It was really fun because he's always helping me shoot my campaigns and photos. He probably takes most of my Instagram photos. It was really cool getting to actually do it with him. I think we've done that with Honest, and then we got to do something with Levi's as well, which was really
so
fun.
So awesome.
It's always really fun because it honestly did not feel like work. It was just a fun time. So it was great. Yeah.
What is it like dating someone who's also in such a creative field?
Ooh, I love it. I think I also love that he's, even though he does something similar, it's not the same thing. He's not like a content creator.
Because he's a musician.
He's a musician. So he does music, which I think is great because we understand our worlds, but we're not exactly, like they kind of intertwine once in a while or overlap, but we're not in the same exact thing. I'm like, I can't sing or play an instrument to save my life. So it's kind of cool and it's awesome because he understands what I do completely. And like we both have kind of like flexible schedules, which is great for like traveling or if I need help with something or he needs help with something. I think I'll ask him if I can say this, but I think I'm actually helping him shoot all his like visualizers and some of his music videos like this next project, which is really fun because we are kind of like helping each other out too.
So, and you guys both clearly have a creative eye.
Yes.
You guys meet?
We met at a party.
Okay, how?
Before I was living in LA, this is actually a funny story. My mom drove me to this TikTok Halloween party, like hosted by TikTok.
I'm tired.
And it's really funny, but I got to the event. I was just with my friends. And at one point, I was looking around to find my friend Josh that I ended up moving in with. I was like, where did he go? And I look behind me and I'm like, oh, cute guy standing behind me. And I turn back to my friends. I'm like, there's a really cute guy standing behind me. What do I do? And they're like, talk to him. And I was like, I'm not going to talk to him. Like, I'm shy. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I was like, I think I was 18. And my friends turned me around. And they were like, hi, I'm such and such. I'm such and such. And this is our friend. And I'm the friend. And I'm like just in the middle like,
you're like, hi.
He followed me back on Instagram. He didn't follow them back on Instagram. He only followed me. And I was like, okay, I'm like, we're doing well. But then we were friends for like a year and a half or two before we started dating.
Okay.
So at first I wasn't actually living here. And then once I moved out here, I was in the friend zone.
Oh.
I got out of the friend zone.
Okay, whoa. So he follows you on Instagram. Yes. You're friends. What do you mean you were in the friend zone? Like, were you trying to get out?
So I liked him.
Did he know that?
I think he kind of knew. I'm pretty sure he knew. I think so. I think I'm not the most poker face transparent. I'm not the most like poker face. Like, I don't
good
know.
At whole,
like,
hiding
yeah,
it.
Like,
okay.
My friends are all so smooth when it comes to like texting guys and stuff. That was never
You're
me.
You're like, I like you.
I'm like, I'm basically like, yeah. But
and so he knew you liked him. And then
we were like,
he wasn't down?
I wasn't living here at first. And then once I moved out here, we were hanging out and he was a part of the friend group and we'd see each other like all the time. Mm-hmm. But it was literally, I think he just wasn't ready for a relationship because I think he was in a long relationship during like high school or whatever. And then he came out to LA and he had just been in LA for like 6 months as well. And he was trying to like focus on his music. And I was like, you know what? I respected it. We're still friends. I was like, eventually it will happen.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I'm like, I was really hoping and praying.
How'd you get out of the friend zone?
We actually got in a fight and we didn't talk for like a month and a half.
Oh my God.
And that's when he came into his senses of being like, he came back from a trip and he was like,
I want you in my life.
Yeah.
He's like, I do want you in my life. And so we like talked it out for a couple hours. And then we just started like hanging out again, like kind of like slowly hanging out, like with friend groups and stuff. And then
okay,
slowly,
but as friends, like y'all never kissed?
We did.
Okay, you did. Okay,
we
okay,
did.
Okay, okay.
It's actually funny. I went to Colorado on a girls' trip.
Okay.
And that's when we had our first kiss.
And that's where he's from.
Yes. So our first kiss, he ended up spending like the night with me and my friends uh-huh. in our hotel because we wanted to go in the hot tub. And like, it was snowing. It was so pretty. We ended up like watching like this cheesy ass like dating show.
Okay.
Like I was like on, I don't even
was
know
it,
what it
like,
was.
Love Island or something?
No, okay. It was cringier than that. Like it was, I don't know what we were watching, but we were all watching it. And then my friend ended up going out to the balcony uh-huh. to like talk and like we ended up kissing. And the next morning he drove me to the airport and he was like, I think we should just stay friends.
Oh, he said we should just stay friends.
Yeah, because I was like, so I'm like, what now? I'm like, we kissed, like what's gonna happen? Like I am leaving back to Mexico. I'm like, I'm gonna try to find an apartment in LA, but I'm not sure. And then he was like, yeah, I think we should just like stay friends for now.
Oh my God, were you and heartbroken?
I was just like heartbroken in the airport, FaceTiming my best friend, like, ah. But I was fine. Overall, I was fine because I got it. I was like, I wasn't even sure I was moving to LA. I didn't want to do long distance.
Yeah.
And I've always been the kind of person that's very focused on like her job and herself uh-huh. before anything else. Like, he's my first boyfriend I've ever had.
Okay.
Like, I had gone on dates before with guys, but I had never been on a relationship.
Well, that's so ballsy of you to be like, what are we?
I know.
I mean, that's like good for you.
Well, I just wanted to know. I like, I'm the person that like, I'd rather know. And then after that, the whole thing happened. It was so funny because we kind of like slowly started dating eventually. And he never like asked me like, do you want to be my girlfriend or anything like that? We were at a party and he was like introducing me to someone. And he goes, oh, this is my girlfriend. And I was like, what?
You're like,
just
what?
Happened?
Say that again.
I was like in shock and I was like, nice to meet you. And then I just like slowly backed away and I called my best friend again because she lives in Kansas. And I was like, He just called me his girlfriend. What do I do about this?
How does your best friend live in Kansas?
Oh, she used to live in Florida.
Okay, you met her in Florida.
I've never lived in Kansas. Yeah.
Okay.
I met her in Florida when I was in middle school.
Got it. And you remained best friends.
We just remained like,
she lives
yes,
in Kansas.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Got it. I was like, what the heck?
You're like, I missed something.
Okay, okay. And so he introduced you as the girlfriend
yes,
and you're freaking out.
Freaked out. And then that night we were going to like a bonfire with some friends. So I asked him and I was like, so your girlfriend? And he's like, yeah, like that's what we are. And I was like, okay.
And how long was this after the first kiss?
It was a while.
Okay.
It was a while because we had our first kiss and then we were friends.
Yeah.
So that was probably like 7-8 months? 8 months?
Wow.
Probably.
Okay, that is a while.
It was a while.
Till
so, yeah,
he made it official.
Yeah, we were like friends for 2 years before we
okay.
actually started dating. And now we've been together for 2 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys seem like a great couple. What do you
Thank
think
you.
makes you guys a great match?
I think we got all the figuring, like meeting each other and knowing about each other during like our friendship phase,
yeah.
which I think like all of our arguments and fights and like everything,
yeah.
we got out of the way before we started dating because we were just like, you know, friends and we were like, you know, meeting each other and like knowing more about each other. So I think that definitely helped. And I think we're both very chill people like that. I mean, I am for the most part, but I think we just kind of like are very understanding and like we don't. If we have like a little argument, I'll just be like, okay, like whatever. Like it doesn't
yeah.
really matter. Like unless it's something big, like we've never had like a big fight. So
uh-huh.
I think getting everything out of the way before we started dating was definitely a good move.
Well, I feel like everyone always romanticizes about how, like ending up dating their
mm-hmm.
friend.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I already
that
know you.
That was always
you,
my dream, like dating
you know?
My best friend. Like that was like, since
and
I was
look
younger,
at you now.
It worked
you're
out.
Doing
I manifested
the
it.
The little saying, the little
yeah,
literal tattoo.
You deserve
tattoo.
What you dream.
You deserve what you dream.
I manifest. I really think I did manifest it because it was like, it was. I was also very persistent. I'm not going to lie. I think most of my friends would have probably given up after they
Which
got friend-zoned.
Which I think is really cool.
And I was like, no. I'm like, I knew that he liked me to a certain extent because there was, I don't know.
Like,
I feel
why
like,
are you still
like,
hanging
why
around?
Hanging out with
why
me,
are you,
you know?
Kissing me?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I knew there was something.
Got
eventually.
It. Okay, I love this.
Yeah,
so
I was in it for the long
you.
Game. I had like my, remember
yeah.
Zach and Cody, how they had like their 5-year plan
yes.
for dating? That was me.
That was you,
I had
yeah,
my
yeah.
5-year plan.
Well, it sounds like you have a 5-year plan for everything. Your content, your dating. Like, I'm like, what else? Your chai.
My chai tea.
Okay,
so
well, Luann, it has been such a pleasure having you
oh,
on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
Last question is, what are you doing in your life right now to make moves?
Ooh, okay. That's a good question. And I love how you, oh my God, love. Okay, so I feel like I've been doing social media for a while, and I've never had anything outside of like my social media platforms. Like, I've thought of ideas of like maybe doing side projects and such, but I've never really, I don't know, I never really had the team until recently. Yeah. That we have the same team.
Yeah, we have the same management.
We're part of the same family.
Yeah.
And I never really had like that full-on support, which I think is really important when you're a creator. There's a certain point where you just like outgrow yourself and you need more help. And
our team's incredible.
Yes, they're amazing. Love you guys.
Yeah,
yes, my current thing has been like, what else am I going to do? Because although I plan on doing social media for as long as I possibly can, I want to do other stuff too.
100%.
So I'm working on a couple little things. I love my jewelry, so there's something to do with that coming up.
Okay.
Podcast. Although I've never been on anyone's podcast, this has been on the works for about a long time. I think it's been like almost a year.
Oh my gosh.
Since
incredible.
I like started thinking it out, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do with it or what anything. So hopefully before the end of the year.
Oh wow.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, everyone.
Are you going to do it in English or Spanish?
I think I'm going to start in Spanish.
Awesome.
I know. I'm excited. That's honestly been always my biggest issue, figuring out what language to do it. Yeah. So for a podcast, I was like, what do I do? Ideally, eventually, I would love to do both.
There probably aren't that many Spanish podcasts out there, are there?
Not as much as in the U.S.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to start with Spanish, and then eventually, if all goes well, I would love to have it in English as well. Like, same thing, but slightly different in both languages. We'll see how that goes.
I would love it in English as well, because so I can listen. But
I'll just like play it for you and be like translating live
as
you know?
We go.
So yeah, hopefully that will happen. And just honestly, I feel like right now I'm in a very good point with my content and like the flow of things. I know I always want to make more, like create more stuff, but I'm very happy where I'm at, and I don't want to like overwhelm myself with too many things.
100%. So, how often are you posting right now?
I post every day.
Like once a day?
On TikTok, at least once a day. On Instagram, I post probably like four times a week. And then on...
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say a day.
Oh, no.
I was like,
no.
Girl.
I'm not going to be that person for them. I'm like, I feel like that's too much. On Instagram stories, though, Instagram stories are my babies. Yeah. I'll post like 10 a day on Instagram stories just because it's fun. It's like a little daily vlog that you don't have to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, where can everyone follow you and maybe look out for the future pod?
So all my social medias are Luann Diez, LUANNDIEZ.
Amazing.
Like a little infomercial.
Yeah.
Like
1-800.
yeah, that's all my social medias. I got lucky. I think because I've been doing it for so long and my name's so different. I had literally everything.
Yeah,
I got,
you are so
Snapchat,
lucky.
Even on Snapchat, I got like my actual name.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone go follow Luann and wish her luck on her podcast. We cannot wait to listen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod, and be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you guys.
Bye.
Peace.